This is Dr. Singh Bictani from Lord's Rehabilitation Healthcare Center. Patient first name is Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Last name is Vartel, W-A-R-T-E-L-L. Date of birth is 10-19-1928. Date of evaluation is 4-22-22. History present illness, complaints, urgent psychiatric evaluation requested for management of patient's anxiety, restlessness, comma, confusion, comma, staying up all night long. History present illness, this is a 93 years old female who is new to our service. I reviewed evaluation done by PA Mark and psychologist Dr. Larson. I discussed her condition with nursing staff. Period. Patient is currently on one-on-one observation. Period. Staff reports that she is very confused, restless, comma, anxious, comma, stayed up all night in spite of getting melatonin, comma, narco, comma, Xanax. Period. During my evaluation, the patient was alert, sitting across a nursing station. She is unable to hold coherent conversation. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season. Patient was rambling and conversation was out of touch with the reality and delusional. Comma, talking about two infants, and she believed that she had seen the nursing assistant before. Period. I spoke to a patient's son regarding her current medications. Who asked me to speak to patient's caregiver Cheryl Sloan, S-L-O-A-N. Period. I talked to her also. Cheryl reported that she's been tried on numerous medications and they help only to an extent. Cheryl was not sure, but she thought that maybe Seroquel helped a little bit longer than other medications. She does seem to have a history of being on trazodone. No reports of hallucinations, but conversation is definitely delusional and out of touch with reality. Period. No thoughts of harm to self or others. Patient needs complete assistance for ADL care. Next paragraph. A review of systems. No changes in body system except as reported above. Period. Recent urine analysis was negative. Next paragraph. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits. Forward from last visit on April 12, 2022. Current medications MAR reviewed: Lexapro 10 mg once a day, Xanax 0.125 mg Q 12 hours PRN, and melatonin 5 mg HS. Next paragraph. Mental status examination: general appropriately groomed, female demeanor. Cooperative at this time, motor movements, sitting in a wheelchair, speech, illogical and nonsensical at times, mood, anxious, thought processes confused, associations are loose, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances. Does not appear to be hallucinating, but conversation is a delusional. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, memory recent and remote impaired, attention concentration impaired, funnel knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, assessment and and other Alzheimer's disease, G30.8, number 2, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance, F02.81. Number 3, mood disorder due to non-physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31. Plans, patient was switched from Celexa to Lexapro 10 mg once a day by PA Mark. Period, I would decrease Lexapro to 5 mg once a day considering patient's age and potential adverse effects of increased confusion and falls. Number 4, psychosis with delusion due to non-physiological condition, F06.2. Period, F06.2, planned patient son gave consent for trial of Seroquel 12.5 mg HS to alleviate patients' delusional thinking, decrease anxiety, improve insomnia. Monitor response and adverse effects from Seroquel. Number 5, primary insomnia, 51.01, plans continue melatonin disposition. Staff needs to encourage patient to stay awake in the daytime. Period, encourage participation in diversional activities. Period, notify our service for any worsening of mood, anxiety, psychotic symptoms. Period. It appears that patient has been tried on several medications over the years with poor response. Procedure code 99309 under supplemental administration, common side effects of antipsychotics, SSRI, benzodiazepines, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.